making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
They said it couldn't be done, but Dollar Loan Center has done it. We've made getting a signature loan up to $5,000 even faster. Introducing Dollar Loan Center Instant Funding. That's right, you can now have your signature loan funds loaded directly to your debit card with no waiting period. You can walk out of one of our over 50 locations and spend your money immediately. Or you don't even have to come into a store. Just apply online for free at don'tbebroke.com. Is rent due today? Need to book a last-minute flight? Or maybe your car registration's due today? Dollar Loan Center's got you covered today with our new instant funding. Get up to $5,000 in minutes. There's no added fees and no collateral is needed. There are never any early payment penalties, and we give you over a year if you need it to pay back your loan. Dollar Loan Center is now offering instant funding.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Two of President Biden's top generals say they advised against a U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In congressional testimony, Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley said he thought a few thousand troops were needed to guard against a collapse of the Afghan government and a return to Taliban rule.
We should keep a steady state of 2,500, and it could bounce up to 3,500, maybe something like that.
General Frank McKenzie, who oversaw the final months of the U.S. war, said he agreed with Milley. At the White House, spokeswoman Jen Psaki said military advisors were split, and she defended the president's decision to pull out.
He's the commander-in-chief. He's the president. He makes decisions about what's in the national interest, and he believed we should end the war.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Salem Radio News military affairs analyst Robert McGinnis says with all the finger-pointing, someone's not being honest here.
Evidently, the president, in his own words, said he never heard that. And so you have to conclude either the president ignored what his military advisors all said, which was consistent across those three people at least, or he didn't tell the truth.
Federal officials have a solution to reduce lines of planes waiting to take off.
Many passengers get excited when their plane leaves the gate early, only to sit out on the taxiway waiting to take off. While federal officials plan to roll out software at 27 large U.S. airports, they hope will eliminate those lines. The software calculates exactly when planes should push back from the terminal gate so they don't waste time idling in lines on taxiways. The software should be working in Phoenix early next year, but it will take 10 years to reach all the targeted airports. I'm Shelley Adler.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 569 points. The Nasdaq plunged 423. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A-plus BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com/radio.
Alex and Orlando DeCastroverde grew up in a hardworking Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. MGM Resort's footprint on the Las Vegas Strip just got a little bigger as the casino giant is buying the Cosmopolitan. The Blackstone Group is selling the resort's operations to MGM for more than $1.6 billion. Well, it will sell the real estate, the casino it sits on, to a group which includes Blackstone Real Estate Investment Trust for about $4 billion. Last week, state regulators gave MGM permission to buy Dubai World's 50% stake in the city center for about $2 billion, giving MGM full ownership of the Aria and Vidora resorts. They plan to sell both properties to Blackstone for about $4 billion and then lease it back. The Southern Nevada Health District begins offering COVID-19 booster shots in Clark County today. Local health officials say only the Pfizer vaccine is currently available for the booster, with Nevadans 65 and older and people with underlying health conditions are eligible for that shot. Meanwhile, Clark County has passed a positive milestone in its battle against the coronavirus, as more than 70% of those eligible have gotten at least one dose of the COVID-19 shot.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, steady flows on most of the area freeways. No restrictions on the Beltway 215. You're averaging about 55 miles per hour on Interstate 15 between Hacienda and Charleston. However, bumper to bumper into the Spaghetti Bowl, US 95 south at Rancho and 515 eastbound at Main Street.
Gather around. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Good to have you with us for this Tuesday edition of Live and Local. Good to have you with us. Just want to give you a hint, kind of a preview of coming attractions. We got big stuff to talk about over the course of the next few weeks. We'll give you the latest. One of the things that I absolutely love about NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute, and that is they are not just a think tank, but they have gone well beyond just being a think tank in our community and across the state. The 2021 legislative scorecard is now out. It's available to you online. It is a treasure trove of information. And by the way, this NPRI report brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, Paul Enos, and all the good folks there who get stuff from point A to point B. Daniel Honcharu is the Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI. He joins us. And Daniel, I know this is it's a labor, but it's a labor of love for you. You really like this.
Kevin, great to hear your voice again. It's been too long. You are correct. First of all, let me correctly point out, as you did, that we are more than a think tank. We are what we call a think and do tank. We don't just write policy and publish it. We also try and implement it legislatively, and that's where my lobbying capabilities come into play. As it pertains to our recently released legislative review report card, you're correct. This is something we do after every regularly scheduled legislative session. And we've had a very good outpouring of support and interest in the review card this year especially. And I think that speaks to just how defective a process the 2021 legislative session was, how deficient it was, how non-transparent it was, how the public's opinion was discarded throughout. And so for all these reasons, I'm glad to see the report card getting some good reviews. For all you guys that want to read it who don't yet have a paper copy, you can go to nevadapolicy.org. It's right there on the homepage as a PDF to download. And I'll also note that anybody that's listening can email me directly, daniel@nevadapolicy.org, and I'm happy to send them a full box, free, gratis, to any organizations or individuals that would like to help us pass them out.
I think that's absolutely great. What is the headline that should describe the 2021 session?
Well, I didn't hold any punches, and I specifically didn't hold any punches when it came to CISOLAC and the Democrat leaders in both chambers. I called the 2021 session a mockery of the legislative process. And this was so not just in terms of the substance of the bills that were passed, and many of them were horrible and will fuel them for generations, but also in terms of the procedures that were applied to kind of navigate the COVID uncertainty. You know, when I first talked to you back in early February, as the session had first commenced, you know, vaccines were rolling out. I was optimistic that I'd have full access to the building in a few months. Obviously, that's not how it played out. Nobody really had access until past the halfway point in the session. A lot of these bills were voted on and agreed to behind closed doors, including the most important and impactful bill, Assembly Bill 495, and that was the one which, of course, increased the gross receipts taxes applied to the gold and silver mining industries dramatically. So it was a bad session in a variety of ways. What happened in 2021 should never happen again. And, you know, this is more than just a partisan issue. Everyone benefits from transparency, and I really encourage people on both sides of the aisle to recognize how important public participation is in the legislative process. These lawmakers ostensibly represent us, but they won't listen to our opinions when they want them. Come on. So for all these reasons, it was just a mockery of the session.
Well, and Daniel, this is something that, and the Democrats never want to admit this, but the fact is that the shoe could be on the other foot as early as the midterm elections.
Well, are you referring to next year's federal 2022 midterms or at the state level?
No. At the state level, I mean, they're not always going to be in control of the legislative process. There is going to come a time when Republicans are going to be in control. And a lot of the stuff that the Dems have been doing, we're going to do the same thing to them.
Well, and that's precisely my worry. I fear that like-minded conservatives will try and exploit the emergency authority that Governor Sisolak has exploited for going on 2 years now. It's quite remarkable. You know, our main contention has always been that Governor Sisolak has well overstepped the bounds set for him in both Chapter 414 of the Nevada Revised Statutes, which contemplates these emergency situations, as well as the Nevada Constitution. And you are correct that the precedent he has set by latching on to this one-man tyrant rule for a year and a half sets the precedent going forward, and it might entice a future GOP governor, for example, to declare an emergency on education and implement executively ESAs. Now, on a policy matter, I would love that. But process matters, and we need to be aware how much power we've allowed the governor to continue to accumulate throughout this process. And you know what? Truly, he showed no signs of giving up his emergency powers yet, and the Democrats in the legislature have no interest in doing that to him either, because from their point of view, you know, Sisolak's the scapegoat for all these overarching restrictions and constitutionally suspect, to say the least, restrictions otherwise. So, you know, it's very important going forward, again, whether you're on either side of the aisle, that we acknowledge the deficiency in our emergency laws, specifically the fact that there is no time limit by statute. Governor Sisolak, according to Nevada state law, can utilize these powers in perpetuity, which as a concept is flagrantly unconstitutional, and that's the kind of executive abuse we need to check going forward in the state.
Again, Daniel Honcharoo joining us, Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI. We knew on election night when it was rather obvious that the Democrats were going to have control of the governor's mansion, the state assembly, the state senate. We knew what was going to happen. The question is, and we all asked this, how bad's it going to be? Is it worse or about what you expected from the Democrats?
Well, that's an interesting question, because what happened was precisely what I expected to happen, and I think many other people in my role felt the same way, as guided by previous legislative sessions, which have all suggested very clearly that the dominating influence in the legislative process is organized labor. And generally speaking, as a pretty firm rule, legislation which was supported by big labor succeeded in both chambers largely on party lines, and bills that were fiercely opposed by labor unions were completely ignored by the Democrat majority. Even those bills that had overwhelming public support, including in the areas of education, government transparency, a lot of the best proposals we saw were introduced by GOPers, but they never even saw the light of a committee room because they were just ignored. Again, notwithstanding the fact that upwards of 4 in 5 Nevadans support these types of reforms.
This is a report card, so to speak, the 2021 scorecard. We're going to get the best of the best and the worst of the worst, and we'll find out about specific members of the Assembly and the State Senate. We'll talk about their scorecard. We'll do that and more coming up. Daniel Hancharu joining us from NPRI, and this special NPRI report brought to you by our friends at Nevada Trucking Association. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved in state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Ever tried to get through airport security without an ID? Good luck with that, right? Ever filled out your tax return and handed it to a stranger who knocks on your door promising to deliver it to the IRS? Yeah, probably not. But that's exactly what Steve Sisolak has done with our elections by refusing to ask for an ID to vote and signing a law that allows campaign workers to show up at your door and take your ballot. It's called harvesting, and it was a felony until Sisolak changed the law. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, as our next governor, will fight to change all that and to enact laws that make it impossible to steal an election. Sheriff Lombardo spent 30 years defending our rights and keeping us safe. He's exactly the conservative leader we need to shake things up in Carson City. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Republican for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
97% of all COVID hospitalizations and deaths are unvaccinated. After a year, the vaccines have no major side effects. The FDA has approved the Pfizer vaccine. There's still a chance our economy, jobs, and city are at risk due to COVID-19. These are the facts about the vaccine. Tell your friends and loved ones. You may be the only one they listen to. It's not too late. Until it is. Visit nvcovidfighter.org.
broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The day after the 30-year anniversary of NPRI. Man, what an amazing 30 years. Daniel Honcharu joining us, Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI. Before we go too far afield with the 2021 scorecard, that yesterday was a milestone that you guys have to be really, really proud of. Talk a little bit about the history of this organization and the mission statement for 2021.
Well, you know, you are correct. We celebrated our 30th anniversary yesterday. You know, I've only been with the firm since 2016, but I've come to learn that we were founded back in 91 by Judy Crisanta, who had spent some time originally kind of touring the USSR and came back to America after the wall fell and just kind of realized all these seeming trends and similarities that were beginning to develop even as early as the late 80s, early 90s in terms of America shifting its focus. And that was our primary mission, is to recognize that America and the values which underlie this country are unique, are the best in the world. Our laws focus on the rights of the individual and limiting government's power over the individual separate us from the rest of the Western modern world. And when I hear, current critiques of such non-controversial items like free speech, I get very worried. And that's precisely why NPRI was founded, to try and maintain the spirit of Nevada as being a libertarian Wild West state, limited government, and a place for people to succeed and prosper. And 30 years later, here we still are.
With freedom and liberty, at least as long as we can keep it.
I'd suggest, quite frankly, Kevin, that right now we are living in a time of zero liberty. Our liberties have been taken from us, and we've let it happen too easily.
I want to ask you about the 2021 scorecard. Like polling, you always have to get into the methodology and figure out, you know, how, first of all, what were you looking to do with the 2021 scorecard, and how did you come to this scorecard?
So our scorecard is a ranking of the 63 legislators based on the votes they cast. Now, you may ask, is that the most definitive, best way of analyzing a lawmaker's total performance during a legislative session? No, of course it's not. A lot of lawmakers, you know, do things behind the scenes, give grand floor speeches that change the debates, but a lot of those things aren't quantifiable, so the only metrics that we at NPRI care about is how you voted on the bills we cared about. This session, we identified 54 bills. All of them had to be voted on in at least one chamber for them to be included in our rankings. And so a lot of our preferred bills that were never even heard in committee, cannot really be measured by this metric. That fact notwithstanding, we typically focus on transparency bills, anything looking to boost transparency and accountability in government. We focus heavily on public sector labor relations and the increasing and outright perverse influence they have on state politics and a legislative process. We focus big on school choice. We love the idea of school choice, and so does the nation. I was reminded today that the latest polling suggests upwards of 80% of parents across the U.S. want education savings accounts. They are tired of the government school monopoly, and they want the money to go directly to the parents. So any types of those proposals we viewed favorably. Now, of course, there were a lot of bad proposals that came out, too, of course. The worst one in my mind was AB 495. That's where a lot of the GOPers, especially six, lost a lot of points. Of course, every Democrat voted to bring forth the new tax on gold and silver mining, as well as Fitch conservatives. So they are, of course, lower ranked on our list for obvious reasons. And let me just say outright that the entire notion of voting for a new tax increase, as did